Roger, tonight it was too perfect from your part and Murray was not there, or what is your opinion of such a match?
Yeah, I mean, I think this this surface here doesn't forgive much. I think if there's a slight difference of the level from the baseline, hard to get out of it. We've seen it all week. The serve doesn't have that much impact. I didn't even necessarily serve so well, but it's you got to play the right way here and use the court to your advantage as much as you can. But I had the upper hand from the baseline, which hasn't always happened against him. But I definitely was able to play on my terms, and for me things went very well. I was able to put Andy under pressure very often, and I think the match couldn't have gone any better for me, really.
Roger, one player, professional player, once said that you're only in the zone two or three times a year. Do you agree with that, and were you in the zone tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Definitely had a few occasions where I felt like this is a good night. This was definitely one of them. But at the same time, I also don't think Andy played his very best. It wasn't a finals. It was a round robin. I had already qualified after the first set. He was already out. So the circumstances were not quite the same. But nevertheless, it's a big opportunity, huge arena. We've had a very even head-to-head. We've had tough matches in the past. So it's a match you don't want to lose, so that's why I kept pushing forward and trying to get to the finish line as quick as I could.
Roger, you were the only one the other night who said actually that this surface probably the reason of this straight, easy match. But how do you explain it? Because last year you had the same surface, or there is something that you noticed that is really changed?
No, it's the same. It's just matchups.
So why last year didn't happen and this year it's happening, you think?
Because of the matchups, depending on who plays whom and how the players are in shape. And if there's a bit too big of a gap between the two players, next thing you know is like it's a blowout. Don't know why that is, but I guess it's just too easy returning second serves here. It's hard to get 3 points off the second serve. It's what it is. So it feels anyway.
Roger, what does it feel like being up 6-0, 5-0 on somebody you've had one of your toughest rivals with? It's not a normal experience, obviously.
Yeah, no. Yeah, not so cool, because I wouldn't want to be in that position. So I was happy to get it done, you know. And at the end, I was happy I didn't win the second last game, to be quite honest. So I was it's uncomfortable. I don't know, I don't like it.
And well, Roger, I mean, you said a few times this week that you were glad to see that Andy had found a good run of form since the US Open. I mean, what do you sense with him? Is it a confidence thing still when he plays the top three guys?
I don't know how he's... I think he played Djokovic a ton, right? As of late, I don't know how he's played Rafa, if at all.
To go. The French was the last time in the semi.
Okay. Yeah, that's Rafa's battleground. So I mean, I think he's definitely had to work very hard to come back to a level that he's happy with. But if I can compare just slightly to me, because I guess we've had some similar issues in the last couple of years. You just tend to be up and down, especially against the top players. There's just that a little bit of doubt, maybe, that you need to play unbelievably well, and the other guy, you hope he doesn't play his best. Only then you can maybe get it done. Maybe he's got those kind of confidence issues. I went exactly through the same last year, and it's just like a up and down battle. Every point's complicated, every day's complicated, but at the same time you do have your good days and you have your okay days, but they're not so often. So I think the off season is going to be big for Andy, and I'm confident for him that next year he's going to be much more solid throughout. He's going to be happier in the process, and he's going to be playing better tennis.
Roger, there's obviously a lot going on for you this weekend, but there's also a lot going on next weekend. How do you manage to control anxiety, if there is anxiety, and do you feel like there's a huge chance because you haven't still won the Davis Cup yet?
Yeah, I haven't won anything yet. So it all looks very nice right now as we speak, but who knows in the next 10 days how bad it's going to get. So I'm aware of that. And moods change very quickly, so I hope it's going to be a tough and long weekend and not just a hour 10, you know, me getting blown off the court 6-3 match. So I'm very much realistic, and I know that only the big match is coming up now, but I've been very pleased how I've played the last few months. I'm unbelievably happy how the round robin has gone, because I did expect it to be much tougher than it actually ended up being. I had lost to Radonjic in Paris. Kay has shown nice form, so has Andy. So I'm very pleased how things have gone. But this is now the business end. This is where I want to play my best and finish already a very good season that I've had to, and make it a great season. So next 10 days are going to be very big for me, and I'm aware of that. So I'm happy to get a day's rest tomorrow and lock my mind into the next 10 days. This is going to be my last break, so to speak.
And there's quite a good chance you could play Stan in the semi-finals. How kind of good would that be to play him here, maybe especially ahead of playing then with him at the Davis Cup?
Well, I don't know what he needs to do to win, so I just hope he beats Cilic and makes it somehow, whatever that scenario is. I'd love to play against Stan here in the semis. Would be historic again for us to make it for a second consecutive year into the semis. And if we play each other, it's a good thing that one of us is going to go to the finals. It's an extra match for Stan in particular, and it's an opportunity, you know, for both of us to play a quality match ahead of Davis Cup. But honestly, Davis Cup is so far away in my mind right now that we care about playing very well here, and I'm very happy I'm getting to play an extra match, because I want to arrive in France with a lot of matches in my legs. I wouldn't want it any other way, so I'm happy that Stan also has picked up his level, and I hope he can qualify and make it special for the weekend.
Roger, this is a very unusual event for fans, that they only get one singles match per session. Almost every other tournament you get way more than that, and here they've all been very short. I mean, do you think there's anything the tournament can do to give people a bit better show, I guess, even though the characters are all in place? It hasn't been quite what people hope, probably.
I don't know if the people are disappointed or sad or whatever it is, but I don't think they are true tennis fans or not, because they know that it can happen. Can make it best of five on the guys, it'd be too tough. There is a doubles is fun, and they put on a great show, and I think tournament organizers try everything to make this an unbelievable place. I mean, the venue is fantastic, and still the fans are going to come, so I hope that you guys don't kill it, you know, because you guys have a bit of a say in this, and don't write negative about it, because we've seen some good tennis. So, because if you write too much about it, then we might see a reaction. But if you guys stay positive, it'd be very helpful. So, thank you.